USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's discontinuing peace talks with the Taliban after the group admitted to a deadly bombing in Afghanistan last week that killed an American soldier. The president saying the Taliban leaders and the president of Afghanistan were supposed to meet with him secretly at Camp David today. But that meeting's been scrapped, and former Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says it's quite a surprise to learn that Taliban leaders would have been invited onto U.S. soil.
Regardless of whether the talks were successful or not, this would give them a boost of political legitimacy that they don't deserve, certainly not this at this stage in negotiations, at least that we've seen, and would be a huge propaganda victory for them, not to mention, I think, a slap at the Afghan government.
More than 70,000 people left homeless in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian. The UN calls it a humanitarian crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Health officials warning consumers about the mysterious lung disease that has sickened hundreds of people and now killed at least three in America. Federal health officials reviewing 450 possible cases that are linked to vaping across 33 states. The CDC is saying that the agency is recommending people not use e-cigarettes while the investigation continues and until they can identify an actual cause. Canadian teenager Bianca Andreescu wins the U.S. Open Women's Final, her first Grand Slam title.
Someone told me a year ago that I'd be in the finals of the U.S. Open this year. I tell them you're crazy.
I would have told them the same thing. I don't think I'd heard of you almost a year ago.
That audio thanks to ESPN and the U.S. Open. Andreescu's victory prevented Serena Williams from claiming what would have been her record-tying 24th major singles championship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A search for the last victim of the Labor Day dive boat fire off the coast of Southern California has been delayed. The National Weather Service predicting gale force winds today, leading to a decision to keep the recovery team out of the water. A small plane crash in Nevada is responsible for the deaths of two people who died with three others injured after the Beechcraft Sierra crashed trying to make an emergency landing last night in Henderson. The single-engine plane with four aboard had just taken off from the Henderson Executive Airport near Las Vegas when the plane had some mechanical problems. A small town in the Netherlands is using this weekend to celebrate those with red hair. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
People with natural red hair are coming from about 40 countries around the world to take part in lectures, workshops, and demonstrations relating to the fair-skinned people. Only about 1% of people are ginger. As you would expect, the highest percentage is in Scotland and Ireland.
And Tony Bennett canceling his next four concerts after reportedly contracting a summer virus. The 93-year-old singer was advised by doctors to not travel for the next couple of weeks to give himself time to recover. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.